What does the Supreme Court's overnight ruling mean for Roe versus Wade? That's the question abortion rights activists are tackling after the court made the decision not to block a new Texas state law that bans abortions in most cases starting at 6 weeks of pregnancy. Here's Nakia Natale with the Texas Equal Access Fund.
We have to get people out of state. So we're working very closely with our partners. We've been planning with our partners about trying to, you know, strengthen our pipelines to get people out of Texas into neighboring states to get the abortion care that they need.
The Texas law is the first of its kind to actually take effect, and it's unique because it gives citizens the right to report anyone they think is performing an illegal abortion. For more on the ramifications of all of this, let's bring in Emily Bazelon. She's a senior research scholar at Yale Law School and staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Welcome back, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So in a one-paragraph statement, the Supreme Court stated that abortion providers who challenged the law had not made their case in the face of, quote, complex and novel procedural questions. Can you explain more of what that means?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's really important to emphasize what a break with normal legal procedure this is in terms of what the Supreme Court is and isn't doing here. So the court refused to stop Texas from effectively banning abortion, and it did so by relying on this procedural argument without really talking about the constitutional right to abortion that Roe provides for. It's really as if the court has sidelined Roe versus Wade. And so, you know, what that means here is that previously, if a state passed a restriction on abortion, the courts would decide whether that law was unconstitutional before the law went into effect. And that before is important because it prevents a lot of disruption in the lives of people who are seeking abortions for abortion providers. This time, though, the court is effectively letting Texas pull off this sleight of hand, a kind of legal sleight of hand where Texas said, well, you can't sue state officials, the normal way of challenging the constitutionality of a law before it goes into effect. And so as a result of that question about who you can sue, we're just going to let the law take shape. We're going to effectively almost end abortion in Texas and then figure out the procedural niceties later. And that is very unusual behavior from the Supreme Court.
I want to talk more about the specifics of the court makeup and this decision. You use this term, though, sidestepped Roe versus Wade. Reproductive rights groups are really afraid. They've warned that Roe versus Wade is in danger of being completely overturned by the Supreme Court, and this is one step in that direction. Is there anything in this decision that indicates how the justices may rule in future cases?
You know, on paper, the conservative majority that issued this decision was careful to say we're not ruling directly on Roe. In reality, to take a step like this, where you're basically almost ending abortion rights in the second largest state in the country, it's really hard to imagine the justices doing that if they thought that Roe should stand on the books, because this is such an earthquake for people in Texas. And it really sort of it has to be premised on the idea that the constitutional right to abortion is under threat.
We mentioned that this is the first law of its kind in our country to be enacted in Texas. Others are tied up in legal action. Does this mean we could actually see more states try to push this for this kind of legislation?
Yes, I think we should absolutely expect that. You know, conservative states have been trying to restrict or end abortion for decades, and they've taken a lot of runs at that goal with different kinds of laws. This law was kind of a sleeper. I don't think anyone or very many people expected the Supreme Court in this shadow docket way, meaning without full argument and briefing, without a fully developed reasoned opinion, was going to use this kind of procedural sidestepping to end abortion. Now that that's succeeding in Texas, I think you can expect every other state that wants to ban abortion to do so. And then you're really talking about a hugely consequential change for Americans, you know, in many places in the country.
Reproductive rights groups could still actually bring their challenge to the Texas law back to the High Court at a later time, right? Could we see this law overturned at a later date?
Yes, we could. I mean, I think there will be more litigation over this law. This is anything but the last word. Exactly how that unfolds, though, and how long it takes is very unclear. And so that means that we're going to have an interim period in which the constitutional right to abortion is, you know, already effectively decimated in Texas and could well be the same kind of situation in a bunch of other states. And there are all kinds of ramifications for that, for people seeking abortions, for abortion providers who have, you know, businesses and organizations to run. And so there's a real potential domino effect here, and we just don't know what this is going to look like.
That's Emily Bazelon, senior research scholar at Yale Law School and staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. As always, thank you.
Thanks so much.